This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to change the gag order, keeping more videos from the Center for Medical Progress out of circulation. The Supreme Court had been asked to remove the prior restraint or gag order as part of larger lawsuits now making their way through the courts. In the fight for rights of conscience, attorney and bioethicist Wesley Smith counts 19 states' attorneys general fighting against conscience rights for doctors and other medical workers. Advocates for abortion and gender dysphoria treatments say there are shortages of health care workers willing to accommodate their demands and contend that if a procedure is accepted within medical circles, doctors must either perform such procedures, refer for the procedure, or get out of the practice of legally defined medicine. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not. If we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death, the life issue is central to this, as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics-assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both man and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. In other stories, Cyprus lawmakers caved into pro-abortion international pressure and to stories of illegal abortion on the island to legalize abortion on, of all days, Good Friday. And a Toronto man with a degenerative neurological condition landed in the hospital. Now Canadian Healthcare is offering Roger Foley two choices: poor care for his condition in a hospital, or accept lethal injection and die. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.